Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, second class, December 24th, 2023, Romans.
All right, as we get ready for part two, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Well, this is our Christmas Eve Sunday. And we are noting a very important passage on this greatest miracle the world has ever seen. And that is the first Christmas, the incarnation of the eternal Son of God. Isaiah 9, 6, and 7 is a great, great passage that prophetically describes the greatest miracle that the world will ever know. Isaiah 9, 6 says, "Because a child has been born for us, a son has been given for us." That's the first advent of the miracle Messiah. That first Christmas. And then it says, "And the government will be on his shoulders," and that's the second advent of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then Isaiah 9:7 gives us four characteristics of this miracle Messiah. Four characteristics of the celebrityship of Jesus Christ. It says, "And he will be called," and I'm giving you the correct translation, "and he will be called Wonder Counselor," or you could translate it, "he will be called Miracle Counselor, Mighty Omnipotent God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace." The thought is that the child is worthy to bear these names, and that they are accurate descriptions and designations of his being, his character, his essence. In the scriptures, the name indicates the character, the essence, or the nature of a person. And therefore, when it is stated that he shall be called, we are to understand that the following names are descriptions of the celebrityship of the Lord Jesus Christ. The first characteristic of the celebrityship of Jesus Christ is Miracle Counselor or Wonder Counselor. Now, in your English translations, you probably have wonderful counselor. And that, unfortunately, that is not a correct translation. In the Hebrew, we have Pele Yoetz. See? Well, you didn't know. Not with me on that. Pele is a noun. It's not an adjective. It's not an adjective wonderful. It's a noun. And Pele means wonder, unusual, extraordinary, miracle. In fact, Pele is the word to describe miracles in the Old Testament scriptures. It's the word for miracle. So a great translation would be miracle counselor or wonder counselor. And Pele comes from the verb pala, which means to be surpassing, to be extraordinary, to be miraculous. So, one, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, is a miracle counselor. He in his very person and essence, he is a miracle. In his very essence, he is a wonder. He is undiminished deity and true humanity united in one person forever. So point one, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, in his very essence, he is Pele. He is a miracle. He is a wonder. He's undiminished deity and true humanity united in one person forever. Isaiah 9:6 teaches the hypostatic union of the Messiah. A child is born, true humanity of Christ, a son is given. The deity of Jesus Christ. Point two, the Messiah surpasses human thought and power. He is the God-man. He is the unique person of the universe. He is a Pele. He is a miracle. He is a wonder. So the Messiah surpasses human thought and power. He is the God-man, the unique person of the universe. He is a Pele. He is a miracle. He is a wonder. So Pele designates the Lord Jesus Christ not merely as someone who is extraordinary, but as one who in his very person, in very essence, he is a miracle. He is a wonder. Point three. Not only is the incarnate Word, the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, a Pele, a miracle, a wonder, but the written word, the word of God, the mind of Christ is declared to be a Pele, a miracle and a wonder. So in Psalm 119, 129, it says, your testimonies, the word of God, Bible doctrine, they are Pele. They are wonders. And therefore my soul observes them. So not only is the living word, not only is the living word, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, a Pele, a miracle, a wonder, but the written word, the mind of Christ, is also a Pele, a miracle, a wonder. Point four. Therefore, there is a very close relationship between the written word, the Bible, and the living word, Jesus Christ. Both are infinite, eternal miracles and wonders. Therefore, there is a close relationship between the written word and the living word, Jesus Christ. Both are infinite, eternal miracles and wonders. Five. The so-called wonders of this world, you know, everybody has that on their to-do list. They got to go visit the wonders of the world. Nothing. Francis, you need a drink? I mean, I can't give you any booze, but I could. Give you, well, you want a water? Okay. Therefore, there is a close relationship between the written word and the living word, Jesus Christ. Both are infinite, eternal wonders, miracles. 5. The so-called wonders of this world and this universe will pass away. But the wonders, the miracles of the living Word, Jesus Christ, and the written Word, Bible doctrine, will never pass away. But the miracles, the wonders of the living Word, Jesus Christ, and the written Word, the Word of God, will never pass away. Matthew 24, verse 35. In Isaiah 9, 6, this messianic title does not stop with the word pele, wonder or miracle, but it's completed by a calactic participle of the verb ya'atz. And that verb ya'atz means to advise or to counsel. Now, it never means one who asks for advice. It always refers to one who gives advice. So the first characteristic of the celebrityship of Jesus Christ is that of miracle counselor, wonder counselor, pele ya'atz. So, one, Jesus Christ, the unique person of the universe, is the God-man. He is the miracle counselor, the wonder counselor. Jesus Christ, the unique person of the universe, is the God-man. He is the wonder counselor, the miracle counselor. 2. The Lord Jesus Christ is absolute truth. He is the sum total of wisdom and knowledge, and therefore he is the perfect ruler, a perfect advisor, a perfect counselor. In John 14, 6, the Lord Jesus Christ himself said, I am the way and the truth. And when he says, I am the truth, the word is aletheia, which is absolute truth. So Jesus Christ declares, I am the way, I am the absolute truth, I am the life. No one comes to heaven where the Father is except through faith in me, Jesus Christ. That's John 14, 6. 3. To sit upon the throne of David as the messianic King of Kings and Lord of Lords, to rule the world in the millennial kingdom, requires wisdom that no mere man possesses. Isaiah 9, verse 7. To sit upon the throne of David as the messianic King of Kings and Lord of Lords to rule the world in the millennial kingdom requires wisdom that no mere man possesses. 4. The Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the miracle counselor, the wonder counselor. And therefore he will perfectly rule all the nations of planet Earth in the millennium. The Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the wonder counselor, the miracle counselor, and therefore he will perfectly rule all the nations of the world in the millennial kingdom. He is absolute truth. He is the possessor and expounder of the truth. He is the possessor of all wisdom and knowledge. 5. Jesus Christ in his person and in his thinking, Bible doctrine, the mind of Christ. Jesus Christ in his person and in his thinking is the perfect solution and answer to every question, problem, adversity, and circumstance that you will ever face in time as a believer. Jesus Christ in his person and in his thinking, the Word of God, the mind of Christ, he is the perfect solution and answer to every question, every problem, every adversity every circumstance that you will ever face in time as a believer. 6, therefore, the only counselor that the believer needs is the miracle counselor, Jesus Christ. The only counselor that the believer needs is the miracle counselor, the wonder counselor, the Lord Jesus Christ. 7. The miracle counselor, the wonder counselor, Jesus Christ, counsels and advises the believer through the mind of Christ, the Word of God. 1 Corinthians 2:16. The miracle counselor, the wonder counselor, Jesus Christ, counsels and advises the believer through the mind of Christ, the Word of God, 1 Corinthians 2:16. So, if the Word of God is taught consistently and faithfully by faithful pastor teachers, and if believers have the positive volition and humility to consistently and faithfully assemble to receive the teaching of the Word of God, then there would be no need for counseling by people. There would be no need for counseling by the pastor. Eight, the pastor teaches the Word of God, the mind of Christ, to a group of believers. And then the miracle counselor, Jesus Christ, counsels that believer through his thinking, the mind of Christ, that the believer has learned and believed and has in his heart. At that point, Jesus Christ is your miracle counselor. Jesus Christ is your wonder counselor. The pastor teaches the Word of God, the mind of Christ, to a group of believers. And then the miracle counselor, the wonder counselor, Jesus Christ, counsels the believer through his thinking, the mind of Christ, that the believer has learned and believed and now is in his heart. You see, God wants you to become self-sustaining believers, counseled by the miracle counselor, Jesus Christ, from the miracle Word of God. The second characteristic of the celebrityship of Jesus Christ is the mighty, omnipotent God. In the Hebrew, it's El Givor. Two different words, El Givor. Aleph, E-L, El. El is the Hebrew word that means omnipotent God. It dogmatically declares the deity of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. The Messiah is the omnipotent God. Jesus Christ is the omnipotent God. And then when you add to the noun El, the adjective Givor, it becomes an even more powerful declaration of the deity of Jesus Christ. Givor means strong and mighty. The best translation of El Givor is the mighty, omnipotent God. 1. Jesus Christ is the mighty, omnipotent God. Jesus Christ is the mighty, omnipotent God. And when you combine the second characteristic of the celebrityship of Christ, the mighty, omnipotent God, with the third characteristic of the celebrityship of Christ, the everlasting Father, The Lord Jesus Christ has always existed as the mighty, omnipotent God. There never was a time when he did not exist as the mighty, omnipotent God. Two, as a member of the Trinity, he is co-equal and co-eternal with the Father and the Holy Spirit. As a member of the Trinity, he is co-equal and co-eternal with the Father and the Holy Spirit. Three, in eternity past, the Son of God had the same essence as the Father and the Spirit. In eternity past, the Son of God had the same essence as the Father and the Spirit. This second characteristic of the celebrityship of Christ also teaches that Jesus Christ is the greatest soldier of all time. And that's with the word Givor. Givor is a military word. It is frequently used in a military context in the Hebrew Scriptures. When it is used of men, it is frequently combined with the noun kayil, which means strength and valor. When you combine Givor with Kayil, then it has a special meaning. It translated mighty men of valor, military heroes. And David had many mighty men of valor in his military, in his army. He had many military heroes, and he describes those warriors in 1 Samuel 16:18 and 1 Chronicles 12:21 and 28 and 1 Chronicles 28 verse 1. He describes them as mighty men of valor, military heroes, Givor Kayil. In our passage, we have El Givor, which describes the second characteristic of the celebrityship of the Messiah. Jesus Christ is the mighty, omnipotent God. And that is a part of the celebrityship of the Messiah, is that he is the greatest soldier of all time. A part of the celebrityship of the Messiah is that he is the greatest soldier of all time. Turn over to Psalm 24. Psalm 24. Psalm 24, verse 8. Psalm 24. Who's the human author of Psalm 24? David. Psalm 24, verse 8. Who is the King of glory? And then he answers, the Lord, Jehovah, strong and mighty, Givor, the Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is he, this King of glory? He is the Lord Almighty. He is the King of glory. In this passage, Psalm 24, 8 through 10, first of all, in verse 8, we see that the Messiah is the King of glory. And then, in verse 8, we see that the Messiah is Jehovah. And then we see in verse 8, Givor describes the Messiah twice. He's described as the Lord strong and mighty. He's described as the Lord mighty in battle. And the word there is milchama, which means war. The Lord mighty in war. So the Lord Jesus Christ, when you study the scriptures, the Lord Jesus Christ holds the record for killing the enemy in war. 185,000 Assyrians, Isaiah 37 verse 36. But he will break that record at the second advent, when he comes back in Revelation chapter 19, verses 11 to 21. And then we have the third characteristic of the celebrityship of Jesus Christ, which has two parts. The eternity of the miracle Messiah and the miracle Messiah as a father. A miracle Messiah as a father of grace and compassion. First of all, Jesus Christ is the eternal God. He is eternal life. There never has been a time when Jesus Christ did not exist, and there never will be a time in the future when he will not exist. Revelation 1 verse 8 says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who eternally exists and who existed in eternity past and who is to come, the Almighty, the All-Powerful One. So, one, Jesus Christ has no beginning and no ending. Two, he is absolute existence, the self-existing one who has a special title, the Great I Am. He is absolute existence, the self-existing one, the great I am. Exodus 3, verse 14. Three, Jesus Christ is the true God, the living God, the eternal King. Jeremiah 10:10. In fact, turn over to Jeremiah 10:10. Jesus Christ is the true God, the living God, the eternal King. Jeremiah 10:10. But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God. He is the eternal King. When he is angry, the earth trembles. The nations cannot endure his wrath. Four, Jesus Christ does not possess life. He is life. He is the living and true God. Jesus Christ does not possess life. He is life. He is the living and true God. Five, the eternal life of God is given as a gift to everyone who simply believes in Jesus Christ, the miracle Messiah and only Savior. The eternal life of God is given as a gift to everyone who simply believes in Jesus Christ, the miracle Messiah and only Savior. 1 John 5:11 to 13, John 3:36. But the unbeliever does not have the eternal life of God. John 3:36. We have eternal life at the moment of salvation, at the moment of faith alone in Christ alone, apart from any and all works. The third characteristic of the celebrityship of Jesus Christ, that he is the everlasting Father, first of all emphasizes the eternity of Jesus Christ. Now, he's not only of, but he is avi of, eternal Father. So in this third characteristic of the celebrityship of the miracle Messiah, Jesus Christ, we not only have the eternity of the Lord Jesus Christ emphasized, but we also have a very important characteristic of the miracle Messiah. He is an eternal Father, a Father of grace and compassion. The word father is the Hebrew noun av. Av, when used of man, refers to a human father of a child. However, when av is used of God, it has a totally different meaning and emphasis. One, in relationship to God, av emphasizes grace policy of God to mankind. In relationship to God, av emphasizes the grace policy of God to mankind. Two, in relationship to the miracle Messiah, Jesus Christ, it emphasizes the grace function and compassion of the King, our Redeemer. In relationship to the miracle Messiah, Jesus Christ, it emphasizes the grace function and compassion of the King, our Redeemer. Three, as a father has compassion on his children, so the miracle Messiah has compassion on those who believe in him. Four, as a shepherd graciously provides for, protects, and cares for his sheep, so also the miracle Messiah, Jesus Christ, provides for, protects, and cares for his sheep with grace and compassion. And that's the 23rd Psalm. As a shepherd graciously provides for, protects, and cares for his sheep, so also the miracle Messiah, Jesus Christ, provides for, protects, and cares for his sheep with grace and compassion. Psalm 23. Five, therefore the term of emphasizes the grace orientation and grace function and grace policy of our Lord Jesus Christ in his dealing with mankind. Therefore, the term of emphasizes the grace orientation, the grace function, and the grace policy of our Lord Jesus Christ in his dealing with mankind. Jesus Christ, the miracle Messiah, is an eternal Father. And that is the Lord Jesus Christ eternally functions by grace and compassion toward his people. Now and forever, he guards his people and supplies their needs in grace like a father to his children, like a shepherd to his sheep. And the fourth characteristic of the celebrityship of Jesus Christ, the miracle Messiah, is Shar Shalom. Shar Shalom, the Prince of Peace. Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. And since the Messiah is the Prince of Peace, he is the only one who will ever bring about world peace. Not the Democrats. They never have, they never will. Not the Republicans. They never have, they never will. Not man. Only the Prince of Peace, the miracle Messiah. Since the Messiah is the Prince of Peace, he is the only one who will bring about world peace. There will be no world peace until the Prince of Peace, Shar Shalom, the miracle Messiah, returns at the second advent and establishes his kingdom on earth. The Messiah, Jesus Christ, warned us that there will be wars and rumors of wars, hot wars and cold wars, until he returns at the second advent to establish his kingdom on earth. Matthew 24, verses 3 through 8. Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. So the miracle Messiah is Pele Yoetz, Wonder Counselor, Miracle Counselor, El Givor, Mighty Omnipotent God, Avi Av, Eternal Father, Sar Shalom, Prince of Peace. And Merry Christmas. Now, don't leave. Go get the kiddos. Now, I always tell you, you don't want to be involved as a church with traditions. Well, there's one tradition I established a long time ago when I came here. And I have kept it. And it's a tradition. Come on in, all of you. Come on in. Get down here in the front. Get down here with Miss Susie. Get down here with her. How many we got? One, two, three, four. Yeah, you can sit. You got room. Get them both sides. She's just a kiddo too, see? There you go. Get right up there with, yeah. Now you're cooking with gas. Okay. Well, I know you've been back there getting all this divine viewpoint. You're going to get some more divine viewpoint now. Now you're in the big class with this handsome pastor teacher up here. And this is a tradition I've been carrying on for many moons, many years. When I get to heaven, Jesus Christ is going to have me read this on Christmas up there. It's called A Visit from Nick. You know who Nick is? You don't know? You ever hear of this guy you call Santa Claus? You ever hear of him, Santa Claus? Well, that's Saint Nick. All right, here we go. 'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the church, not a creature was stirring. There wasn't even a chirp. The notebooks were opened with attentive care, in hopes that Bible doctrine soon would be there. The congregation was settled, all snug in their seats, expecting divine viewpoint from their pastor teacher who exegetes. With the kids in the nursery and I in my pulpit, we opened our swords for an hour of worship. When out in the lot there arose such a clatter, I sent out a deacon to see what was the matter. Away to the doors, he flew like a rabbit. Must have been Al. To see who was making that horrible racket. The light in the parking lot shone on the cars, reflections of light from casino afar. When what to his wondering eye should he see but a little old fat man invading our privacy. This character was so sly and so quick. The deacon yelled back, "It's that troublemaker, Nick." He drove back and forth doing a wheelie or two, and then he whistled and shouted and said, "Hey, you! I have just the thing that your church needs. A lot of programs and some human good deeds. Cut out some classes. You got too many here. Why don't you act like the rest of the churches and have one? Cut out some classes. Add a choir. Why, when we sing so beautifully? And your attendance will grow higher and higher. As dice at the crap tables fly and roll, so this self-righteous fat man began to stroll. Up to the church doors, he swaggered in pride, with a bag full of human good presents beside. And then, all of a sudden, I heard in the hall an arrogant jackass with no manners at all. I was using the overhead and looking around when into the auditorium came Nick with a bound. He was dressed all in red from his head to his bust, seeking attention and satisfying his approbation lust. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, obviously a troublesome meddler, just opening his pack. Oh, he would never commit an overt sin, you see. But he was an example of religious hypocrisy. On the outside, all beautiful and cheery and merry. On the inside, like dead men's bones, ready to bury. Mental attitude sins filled his soul with a stench. Jealousy, vindictiveness, and all sorts of self-righteousness. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a boo, spewing forth gossip, as only a busybody would know. He was chubby and plump, lacking self-discipline. His god was his belly, going on an emotional binge. And then he said, "I know when you are sleeping. I know when you're awake. I know when you've been bad and good. So be good for goodness sake." "Talk about invasion of privacy." "Stop," I said. I knew now that I definitely had something to dread. As he laid his finger on the side of his nose, two deacons seized him and encouraged him to go. He jumped in his rod, revved up his engine, tore down the road, and much to his chagrin, he heard me exclaim as he drove down the track, "Bah, humbug to you, and don't ever come back." Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. If you want to stay, you can't leave till you give me a present. Okay, it's time to leave. Let's get the hell out of here.